From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Toyota says it's looking into complaints, dozens of them, about braking problems with the new Prius Hybrid. This as the Transportation Department says it's contacting a number of automakers to talk about accelerator linkages regarding Toyota's recall of millions of vehicles due to sticking gas pedals. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the government is investigating both mechanical and possible electronic problems in Toyota throttles. And he says while that's going on, the government will contact other companies.
Given what's happened at Toyota, our people are going to, you know, look at that and consider it and talk to car manufacturers about that. It would just be the common sense thing to do.
LaHood says Toyota didn't really move on its problem until U.S. officials visited the company's headquarters in Japan. He characterized Toyota's North American officials as possibly safety deaf to the issue until the visit. Toyota says it took appropriate action. A House committee has sent Toyota a letter asking the company to clarify its response to problems with sticking accelerators. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Late this morning, LaHood advised drivers of recalled Toyotas to stop driving them until they're repaired. President Obama today told Senate Democrats the economy and jobs must remain priority one as he defended his stimulus package and bailouts for the financial industry and Detroit automakers.
Those actions prevented another Great Depression. They broke the back of a severe recession. The economy that was shrinking by 6% a year ago is now growing at nearly 6% 1 year later.
However, the nation's unemployment rate remains at double digits. The Labor Department releases the January jobless numbers on Friday. The young Nigerian at the center of an alleged plot to bomb a Northwest Airlines flight on Christmas Day has been providing authorities with helpful intelligence for weeks, as NPR's Dina Temple-Rostin reports.
Officials familiar with the case tell NPR that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab began speaking with investigators almost as soon as he was arrested. After he was read his Miranda rights, he clammed up and then, a short time later, began providing more information. Part of the reason for his helpfulness was that the FBI had flown members of his family to the U.S. and they helped persuade him to cooperate. Officials say he's named names and provided authorities with locations of al-Qaeda training centers he allegedly visited in Yemen. The details he's provided were at least partly responsible for the arrest of 10 people in Malaysia last week. A handful of students, at least one of whom was Nigerian, were arrested by Malaysian authorities. Officials wouldn't say how those arrests were related to Abdulmutallab. Dina Temple-Rastin, NPR News, New York.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 26, the Nasdaq off 6. This is NPR News. In Pakistan today, three U.S. troops have been killed in a roadside bombing that also wounded dozens of schoolgirls. The Americans were traveling with Pakistani security forces near the Afghan border as part of a security training mission. Officials say the explosion heavily damaged a girl's high school. Congress is holding two hearings today on the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision that allows corporations to spend freely in political campaigns. But at a Senate hearing yesterday, the debate went beyond the possible legislative fixes. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
One witness at the Senate Rules Committee was Yale Law School professor Heather Gerken. She said the Supreme Court's five conservative justices went far beyond precedent when they threw out old law instead of modifying it.
Five votes are not a license for vengeance. Five votes is also not a license to do anything that you want to do.
And at the other end of the spectrum, Republican Senator Robert Bennett of Utah. He's up for re-election this year, and the conservative group Club for Growth is already spending heavily to unseat him.
I really don't like it, but it's their constitutional right, and there's nothing I want to do to prevent them from doing it, even though it makes my life very unhappy.
Bennett was the only Republican senator to attend the hearing. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Congress may soon be raising the government's debt ceiling again. The Treasury Department says it expects to hit the nearly $12.5 trillion limit by the end of the month. The Senate has okayed legislation raising the debt ceiling to more than $14 trillion. The House has not. Earlier this week, President Obama released his budget with a federal deficit of more than $1.5 trillion. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.